So Isaiah 40, you've already seen, it's a fantastic chapter. Saw the introduction of, or the prophecy of the introduction of John the Baptist, who introduced the ministry of Jesus Christ. And then we saw that God reminded us there in the next part of the chapter that His Word lasts forever. And then later on in the chapter, we've seen God introduce Himself again, His power, His attributes. And He finishes the chapter here by reminding us that with His help, we can get through this life victoriously. And that takes us there to verse 28. So if you turn there, please. 40:28, hast thou not known, hast thou not heard, that the everlasting God, the Lord, the Creator of the ends of the earth, fainteth not, neither is weary, there is no searching of His understanding. He giveth power to the faint, and to them that have no might He increaseth strength. Even the youth shall faint and be weary, and the young men shall utterly fall, but they that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings as eagles, they shall run and not be weary, and they shall walk and not faint. They that wait upon the Lord. Let's pray. Dear Lord, please use Your Word in our lives this evening. What a blessing to be able to assemble on a Sunday night and, Lord, sing praises and give testimonies, hear from our missionaries, hear special music, and now to open Your Word. Lord, just bless this time now in Your Word. To Your glory, we just ask for Your guidance, and we love You. In Jesus' name we pray this. Amen. So before reminding us that with His help we can get through life victoriously, He again reminds us about His person. Did you notice there in verse 28? The everlasting God, the Lord, the Creator of the ends of the earth, fainteth not, neither is weary. Now we faint, we get weary, we get tired, we get discouraged. God never does. And that should be a help for us, an encouragement for us, knowing that the God that we serve, the God that indwells us as Christians, never gets tired, never faints, never wears out, even though we do. And if you go to Hebrews 12, in encouraging us to run this race that we are running called the Christian life, God reminds us to always be looking to Him. Notice Hebrews chapter 12. Verse 2, the Bible says, looking unto Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith, who for the joy that was set before Him endured the cross, despising the shame, and is set down at the right hand of the throne of God. Look at verse 3. For consider Him. Consider Him. That endures such contradiction of sinners against Himself, lest ye be wearied and faint in your minds. Look to Jesus. Consider what He went through on our behalf. Consider Him, lest you be weary and faint. God is saying, I never get tired. I never get weary. I never faint. And if you lean on Me, neither will you. Consider who I am, God is saying in this passage here in Isaiah 40. God does not faint or get tired. Turn to the book of Micah, please. Daniel, Hosea, Joel, Amos, Obadiah, Jonah, Micah, in chapter 7. So right after the book of Jonah is the book of Micah. In chapter 7. And again, notice what Micah says in talking about leaning on the Lord. Micah 7:7. He says, therefore I will look unto the Lord. I will wait for the God of my salvation. My God will hear me. We'll talk more about the waiting later. But He says, I'm going to focus on the Lord. I'm going to focus on Jehovah. I will look to Him for my strength, for my victory. And you know, we as Christians, that's what we need to be doing. Looking to Him. And so God begins by reminding us that He is the one we can rely on. He's the one that never gets tired, never faints, never gets weary. It says there in verse 28 of our passage, we can't even search out His understanding. God knows everything. We talked about this last week, that He's omniscient. God knows all things. It says there is no searching of His understanding. He always has the answers. So knowing these things about God, what does He say? Verse 29, He giveth power to the faint. Amen. And if you've been saved for longer than a couple of weeks, you've gone through times where you feel like fainting, where you just don't feel like you have what it takes to keep going for God. That's who he's writing to in this passage. He's specifically writing to the Jews who were not living obediently, but there were some who were trying, and those were fainting. Getting to the end of their rope, you've probably heard that phrase. Well, you know, we get there too sometimes, but God says we don't have to. He says he giveth power to the faint. So in other words, we're already at that point where we're about to faint. What do? Do we quit? Do we lay down and say, I'm done? No. We turn to the Lord, and the Bible says he gives power to the faint. That's pretty exciting. Go to Psalm 27, if you would, where David mentions this. David was human like the rest of us, even though he was a man after God's own heart. He was human. He sinned, and he actually, believe it or not, was tempted to faint as well. And look what he found to be the answer. Psalm 27, verse 13. Now, Psalm 27, there's a lot in this psalm where David goes through some back and forth with his own thoughts and his own struggles. But he finishes the psalm by saying in verse 13, I had fainted unless I had believed to see the goodness of the Lord in the land of the living. In other words, I got close. I almost fainted. And then he finishes in verse 14 by saying, wait on the Lord. Be of good courage, and he shall strengthen thine heart. Wait, I say, on the Lord. So he reminds us, as he's reminding himself, wait. Trust God. When you're tempted to faint, don't faint. Consider who God is and consider that he has the power to help us through whatever it might be. Job understood this. Go to Job 19, if you would. Now, if anybody had a right to be tempted to faint, it'd be Job, who lost, from an earthly point of view, pretty much everything. He lost his children, he lost his living, and then he lost his health. And in the midst of all that, Job said in Job 19, verse 26, though after my skin worms destroy this body, yet in my flesh shall I see God, whom I shall see for myself, and mine eyes shall behold, and not another, though my reins be consumed within me. Job understood that God never changes, God is powerful, and God's on our side, and that if we'll lean on him, he can give power to the faint. And that's exactly what God did. When you get to the end of the book of Job, what do we find? Job's given a second chance. So God's encouraging you and me through his word. He's basically telling us, don't faint. Don't quit. Don't give up. Why do we faint? Well, it's because we are trusting in ourselves. Go to Philippians chapter 3, if you would. You know, he mentions in the midst of this great promise, in verse 30, he said, even the youth shall faint and be weary. Why is he picking on the youths? Because the youths are the ones that have the most strength, the most energy. And he says, even they will faint and be weary. He says, the young men shall utterly fall. What does he mean? He's saying, as long as we keep relying on our own strength, it's not going to work. It's not going to succeed. Philippians chapter 3, Paul here is encouraging Philippian Christians. I want you to see what he says to them. He says, verse 3, we are the circumcision which worship God in the Spirit and rejoice in Christ Jesus and have no confidence in the flesh. You know what Paul is saying in that phrase? Don't trust your own strength. Don't have any confidence in your own self. You know, Jeremiah said, I know, O Lord, that it is not in man to know the way. In Jeremiah chapter 10, he says, we don't know the way. We don't know the answers. And Paul here is saying, don't have confidence in yourself. And that's why he's reminding us there in verse 30 of our passage, even the youths are going to faint. Why? Because they're strong in the flesh, but not strong enough to do what God wants them to do, because we're weak. But what did Paul say? When I am weak, then am I strong. So it all comes down to who are we relying on, our own strength or God's strength? And let's face it, we're all tempted to lean on ourselves until we can't. God is encouraging us. He says, remember who I am. Remember the power that I have. So that brings us to the well-known verse, Isaiah 40:31. What's the key? They that wait upon the Lord. Wow, the Bible talks so much about waiting. If I was to ask for a show of hands, how many Christians love to wait? Most of us would not raise our hands. Because let's face it, part of our fallen nature is to be impatient, isn't it? Especially in current day culture. We want everything right now. But God says, they that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. God's saying, one of the keys to the Christian life is to learn to wait. To be patient. We're going to talk on a Sunday morning soon about that being one of God's tests, the patience test. Wait on the Lord. David had so much to say about this. Let's go to Psalm 40 if we could. And it amazes me how much David talked about waiting on the Lord. I mean, David was a man that God blessed so abundantly, despite his weaknesses, despite his failures. And David had to learn the hard way in the midst of his sin, wait on the Lord. Notice Psalm 40, verse 1. I waited patiently for the Lord. What a way to start the psalm. I waited patiently for the Lord, and He inclined unto me and heard my cry. I waited patiently. Do we do that? Do we wait patiently? Go to Psalm 62. We'll see it again. Psalm 62, verse 5. My soul, wait thou only upon God, for my expectation is from Him. He only is my rock and my salvation. He is my defense. I shall not be moved. In God is my salvation and my glory. The rock of my strength and my refuge is in God. Wait thou only upon God. Now go to Psalm 130, if you would. Psalm 130 and verse 5, where again, David's reminding us about the power of waiting. 130 verse 5, I wait for the Lord. My soul doth wait, and in His word do I hope. Verse 6, my soul waiteth for the Lord more than they that watch for the morning. I say more than they that watch for the morning. In His word do I hope. That was Psalm 135 and 6. I wait. I wait, he says. And then in the New Testament, Paul learned this lesson. Go to 2 Corinthians chapter 4. That if we will wait on the Lord, we won't faint. If we will wait on the Lord, we will renew our strength. If we will wait on the Lord, we will mount up with wings as eagles. And we will not be weary, and we will walk and run and not be weary, and walk and not faint. Notice 2 Corinthians 4:16. For which cause we faint not. But though our outward man perish, yet the inward man is renewed day by day. For our light affliction, which is but for a moment, worketh for us a far more exceeding and eternal weight of glory. So it's God's will that we don't faint. But it's impossible to fulfill that without His own strength in our lives. Where do we get that? By being patient and waiting for Him in those times when we're in the midst of a trial, when we're tempted to faint. That's when we need to wait and wait on God. And they that wait upon the Lord, Isaiah 40:31, what's going to happen? They shall renew their strength. Wait on the Lord. Wait on the Lord. If you will look at Habakkuk, in chapter 3, I want to show you an example of someone who learned this lesson. Habakkuk chapter 3. There it is. Habakkuk chapter 3. And look, if you would, down at verse 17. You can also call it Habakkuk. It's whatever you just prefer. Habakkuk or Habakkuk. Anyway, look at chapter 3, verse 17. He says, although the fig tree shall not blossom, neither shall fruit be in the vines, the labor of the olive shall fail, and the field shall yield no meat, the flock shall be cut off from the fold, and there shall be no herd in the stalls. Now, it sounds like, at least for this particular time in Habakkuk's life, things are not going too well. As a matter of fact, everything is going wrong. Things aren't blossoming. There's no fruit. The labor's not working. The flocks are cut off. There's no herd in the stalls. Things are really bad. Look what he says, verse 18. Yet I will rejoice in the Lord. I will joy in the God of my salvation. How can he do that? Verse 19. The Lord God is my strength, and he will make my feet like hinds' feet, and he will make me to walk upon mine high places. Wow, what a change. Everything's falling apart. Nothing's going right. I'm going to praise the Lord, and God is my strength, and he's going to make my feet like hinds' feet, and I'm going to walk above my problems. We can do that with God's strength and God's help. But it comes down to they that wait upon the Lord. You know, this is part of what God's talking about when he says the just shall walk by faith. What's that mean? Well, faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. We can't see God. We can't see God's power. So how do we get God's power? We walk by faith. We trust. We wait and believe that God will give us the power and the strength to walk above our circumstances, which are going to go up and down. Sometimes they're way down. That doesn't mean we need to faint. They that wait upon the Lord, the Bible says, shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings as eagles. They shall run and not be weary. They shall walk and not faint. Go to Galatians chapter 6. So the key to this whole thing is, as we reflect on God and his person and his power and who he is in our lives, the waiting, the trusting. We're all going to face times when we're tempted to faint. That's the Christian life. Because we are weak. But when I am weak, what did Paul say? Then am I strong. Look at Galatians chapter 6, verse 9. Let us not be weary in well-doing, for in due season we shall reap if we faint not. With God's strength, with God's help, as we wait on him, we can run and not be weary. If you've ever run long distance, it's all about endurance, isn't it? It's all about building up the lungs to getting used to the endurance. It's totally different from short running, which is all about how strong your legs are and what your stride's about. Long distance running is all about the lungs and training your heart and lungs to be able to handle what it takes to run for long periods of time. Well, we're in a long distance run. It's called the Christian life. And we don't know how. The thing is, we don't even know where the finish line is. That passage in Hebrews 12 talks about us being in a race. The thing is, it is a long distance race. It started the day we got saved and it ends when we go to heaven. Where's the finish line? Don't know. It might be tomorrow. It might be in 50 years. So we just got to keep running. And God says that we can run and not be weary. How's that possible? Because we have the supernatural creator of the universe offering us his strength that we can just keep going. They shall run and not be weary. They shall walk and not faint. How's that possible? They that wait upon the Lord. The Lord, capital L-O-R-D, Jehovah, the all-powerful one. In him, go to Isaiah 26 and we'll finish tonight. Isaiah 26 verse 4. In him is everlasting strength. Notice Isaiah 26 and verse 4. Trust ye in the Lord forever, for in the Lord Jehovah is everlasting strength. That's a lot of strength. To those who will wait and trust him. The strength is infinite. God reminded us that there in verses 28 and 29. Infinite strength available to God's children. But the hardest part for us is the waiting, isn't it? The waiting. they that wait upon the Lord.